Each contest focused incremental attention on the Republican Party's political geography of culture and religion. Congressman John Anderson, a liberal Republican from a Yankee and Scandinavian section of northern Illinois, led off by crystallizing northern moderate GOP suspicion of Ronald Reagan's Sun Belt cultural conservatism and ties to the fast-rising moral majority of Virginia fundamentalist preacher Jerry Falwell. In 1992, Ross Perot's principal emphasis was on the failure of George H.W. Bush's economic policies. However, the maverick Texas computer services billionaire had relatively little appeal in the South, taking his best vote in secular northern and western areas characterized by low church affiliation, high technology, or a youthful, libertarian-minded, but non-university population. In 2000, McCain reiterated the same broad geography. Strength against the younger Bush in the secular North and West, glaring weakness in the Baptist and Pentecostal South. By now, there was a familiar pattern. The identification of both Bushes with Southern regionalism and the courtship of emotional Protestantism, visible with the elder Bush in 1992 for his son in 2000 and 2004, provoked a persisting counterforce among northern and western elements of the old Republican coalition. Barring some extraordinary fluke or arrangement, these groups marshaling only 10 to 20% of Republican self-identifiers had little chance of winning a GOP presidential nomination. Where they could have effect, though, was in third-party leverage or playing a swing role in a close general election, a capability that deserves some detail. The swing component was missing in 1980. John Anderson's ultimate 7% of the total vote, though most of the autumn he had drawn 10 to 15% in national surveys, made no real difference to the outcome. His Yankee-centered independent and moderate Republican vote would probably have split slightly in favor of Carter over Reagan, but the latter won on Election Day by a decisive 9 percentage points. In retrospect, however, we can note that a fair number of the Anderson Republicans in the Northeast, in the upper Midwest, and along the Pacific Coast were moving out of the GOP as it southernized. And in 1984, a solid majority of Anderson voters backed Democrat Walter Mondale against Reagan. The cultural dimensions of the Perot vote in 1992 have been thoroughly developed by Albert J. Menendez, a statistician with a fascination with religious politics. His 1996 book, The Perot Voters and the Future of American Politics, probed beyond the usual emphasis on the Texas billionaire's quirky economics, giving useful attention to the campaign's less noticed religious undercurrents. Perot, Menendez concluded, had catalyzed a large Election Day turnout and major opposition to George H.W. Bush among low- and middle-income white Protestant Republicans of the secular and less church-attending variety across the rural, small-town, and suburban North. Distaste for the elder Bush's attention to the religious right, on parade that summer, aggravated dissatisfaction with his administration's economic record. In dozens of counties where Bush had gotten 63% or even 67% of the vote in 1988, his 1992 backing shrank to 46, 41, or even 39%. In the 14 counties across the country where Perot actually led both Bush and Clinton on Election Day, Bush's aggregate vote plummeted by 27 percentage points. That was leverage. Overall, Menendez noted, in capturing just under 20% of the national vote, Perot took 22% of non-frequent churchgoers and won 24.2% in the 12 states with the largest ratios of religiously non-affiliated individuals. Some 29% of liberal Republicans supported Perot, and 21% of moderate Republicans, 24% of non-evangelical Protestants, and 28% of conservative independents. According to Menendez, mainline Protestants, a mainstay of the Republican Party since 1856, were far less likely to support Bush than any previous Republican president. These voters, economic moderates but social issue liberals, may have reacted against the extremism perceived at the Republican convention in August and the party's embrace of religious right platform positions. Instead of their usual 60%, mainline Protestants gave Bush just 38% nationwide. Clinton won slightly over 38%, and Perot won 24%. Yankee Protestants all over New England deserted their party in droves as Clinton carried Cape Cod, Nantucket, Wellesley, and scores of similar communities.